Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu here at Sudbury Radio. Now, my next guest toured with Sonu Nigam worldwide before she officially released any major tracks. But she has worked with massive music producers, the best in the industry, such as A.R. Rahman and Preetam. She's done music with so many different artists, songs for so many different films. Just to name a few, her debut was Chennai Express. She's given us the breakup song, the breakup song. Of course, we're playing it all the time, still here on Sunbush Radio from Air Dylan and Mushkill. And I actually know people that broke up because they love that song so much. Dil Ka Telephone from Dream Girl. More recently, Mickey Singh, Nana, and 4AM. And she is here to talk to us all about her brand new single. Please welcome Jonita Gandhi. Hi, Jonita.
Hi, Pam. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you for that beautiful introduction.
Well, you know what? Your story is just phenomenal. I mean, let's just rewind a little bit because you started off just by making videos and putting them out there on the internet, on YouTube. From there, you went
Yeah.
viral. Tell us about.
I remember YouTube was kind of new back then, and especially the concept of uploading covers, that was kind of new, especially around the Indian diaspora and people in India. Not a lot of Indian artists were doing covers or posting things on YouTube. And I remember I came across a YouTube channel called 88 Keys to Euphoria, run by Akash Gandhi. And he plays keyboards, he's a musician, he's a composer, and he's amazing. And I noticed he was picking songs to cover and like that were all songs I loved. So I reached out to him, we decided to collaborate. Before that, I had just put up like simple selfie type videos on my channel. And once we started collaborating, people really started to, fall in love with our collaborations, our music together, our renditions of popular songs. And I think that's where things really took off. It's crazy. Like you said, like a couple of our covers kind of went viral. There
Yeah.
was a song that was really popular called Bani Dadang from Vicky Donor, Ayushmann
Okay.
Khurrana song. And again,
Yes.
our version of that song, it reached Ayushmann, it reached apparently Amitabh Bachchan. Like there were a lot of people from Bollywood who were coming across it and tweeting about it or sharing it on some sort of social media platform. And we were just like, oh
Wow.
my God, like the reach of YouTube, the reach of social media, it's so big.
And
So we
this is
kind
all
of
set in
jumped on it.
Canada. So at the time when you were doing these videos, this was all in Canada, right? So you're reaching Bollywood.
Entirely from Canada, yeah. It was pretty surreal.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. And then from there, you went on to do the world tour with Sonu Nigam. And the rest is history, right?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, like one thing led to another. I ended up coming to Mumbai for a little while. The little while turned out lasting into a longer while because I'm still here. But yeah, it's been a crazy ride.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you would have mentioned that you were born in Delhi. How old were you when you went over to Canada?
I was like 8.5 months old. I was like
Wow, so
10.
really you've grown up in Canada.
Yeah,
You've grown up in the
entirely.
West, yet you have sung in so many different Desi languages. How is this possible, Dorita? Tell us your secret. How do you do it?
I don't have a secret. I think my secret, which is not so much a secret, is that I'm just like really in love with melodies, in love with music, and in love with the challenge of taking up new languages. I'm really open-minded when it comes to music. I always like trying things, even though it might not be my forte. And I think that's how I discover a lot when it comes to what I'm capable of as a singer and a performer also. And so when I was getting opportunities to try out languages that I didn't understand or didn't speak in, I just jumped on them and I took it as like, okay, well, this is going to be fun. Let's see what happens. And then I think that just really worked in my favor. I got to meet a lot of great people and work with really, really incredible musicians because of it. So I still cherish my ability and to sing in different languages, and I still try to attempt more and more.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Can you tell us what's your favorite language to sing in?
Okay, this is going to be an easy question to answer. I'm going to go with English only because in languages that I don't speak or understand, I have to always be like thinking about the lyrics. In English, I don't have to think at all when it comes to lyrics.
Yeah, I get you.
I
Yeah,
can
I hear
focus
you.
on everything else. Yeah. Because I think in English. I was
Yes.
brought up, I went to school where I spoke English and learned English, obviously, and hung out with my friends who all spoke in English. So
Yeah.
that's the only reason I would say English. Yeah.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Growing up outside of India, we do think in English. And even though, I mean, a lot of us, even though one of the Desi languages might have been our first language in the house, English kind of still comes in and takes over because the schooling system and everything else. So it becomes our first language. You know what? We've just been talking about your brand new single, Chal Koina. Let it go. I love that. I love the way that you've put the let it go in there as well. What a brilliant translation. Because you know what, in Punjabi, I'm a Punjaban, right? So in Punjabi, we'll just kind of go, jala koina. And it's exactly that, isn't it? It just means like, as soon as you go jala koina, it's like you are just letting it go. So tell us, how did this song come about and what's your thoughts about it?
So this song is very special to me because it's my first solo release in this space. I had done a couple of collaborations, as you mentioned in my intro, with Mickey Singh till now. And the people, the response to those songs was amazing. So I felt really warmly welcomed into the space. A lot of people don't know that I'm Punjabi, for instance. And I feel like now they're starting to find out, because I sing in so many different languages, I think people get confused. But it's really cool because I feel like I'm tapping into an energy that I grew up around, especially when I was back in Toronto, when I was a little bit younger. Like I would sing a lot in Punjabi. I would go and perform at like Diyan da Melas and stuff like. Oh, so again, this is stuff that people wouldn't know. But for me, it's kind of like a nostalgia thing too. And it's kind of just like tapping in again to my upbringing, which is why I'm so connected to it and I'm in love with it. Jal Koina is, like you said, it's about letting go. And it's funny because I am known for the breakup song otherwise in life. And this is actually a breakup song as well.
How many more breakups are you going to cause?
If you go through the lyrics, it is about, you know, going our separate ways. But I think the beautiful thing about this song is it's a very lighthearted song and the messaging is very mature, in my opinion. I think a lot of us go through things in life where we feel we need to let it go, but it should never be seen as a negative thing. And I think in this song, it's portrayed as a positive thing. Like, you know what? You're going to go your way. I'm going to go my way and it's all good. So when we say chal koina, in my head, it's more like it's all good. Yeah. But then I feel let it go is actually the messaging that we wanted to have as like the second hook instead of repeating jal koina in English kind of thing. So yeah, it's a very special song to me. And another thing that makes it very special is the way it was shot and where we shot it. We went to Hawaii to shoot this video. Amazing. And it's a very larger than life video. And the experience of shooting it was also very larger than life. So I definitely have memories for a lifetime. So I hope people like it and resonate with it as much as I do.
Oh, I'm sure it is. It's already doing so well in terms of the views. It's hitting all those, you know, it's ticking all those boxes. It's one of those tracks which I think we are going to be hearing for quite a long time. Jal Koina, as you said, it's a great song for the times that we're in right now. You know, we've gone through a difficult time globally. Doesn't matter what country people are watching this in right now. You know, COVID hit us all, the pandemic hit us all, and a lot of it you just need to just, you know, we are getting through and doing our every day by just thinking, okay, you know what, Jal Koina, let's just keep on going,
keep the right mental
attitude, let it go again, you know, keep that right mental attitude. So that song, you know, when I heard the part of the song that I heard, I just thought this can be applied to so many different areas. That strapline, Jal Koina, amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I'm so happy you said that. I feel the same way. I feel like even though it's about a breakup, it could be applied to anything. And I personally really do live by that mentality of there are certain things that you just have to let go in order to keep moving forward and to stay happy. So yeah,
that's right. Beast the old to make space for the new. And, you know, just be in the moment very much so. So this song is very much about that. You know, it's the old happened. Be in the moment, Jal Koina, and just let it go, like you said, lightheartedly.
So good. Yeah.
Brilliant. Can we have a few lines from you, please?
Tum apne ra, main apne ra, Jal Koina, paroz den de saza, Jal Koina. Tum apne ra, main apne ra, Jal Koina, paroz den de saza, Jal Koina, Jal Koina. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go now. Let it go, let it go, let it go now.
Ah,
good job, guys. The song, if you haven't heard it already, thank you so much for everybody who has heard, who is messaging me about it. I'm so glad that people are loving it already, but please go check it out if you haven't. That's my shameless plug.
Ah, well, you know what? We are shameless as well because we are playing that song here on Zubra's Radio because we love it so much. We love the messaging in it. Jal Koina, let it go. Apply it to anything. Fantastic philosophy there, Jonita. And thank you so much for bringing us and music that you are bringing us. And we do hope that you continue to do so, and look forward to speaking to you on your next release. But thank you for taking time out from your fans here today at Sudbrush Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for promoting the song. And again, guys, a big shout out I want to give out to the team behind the song really quick. Treehouse VHT, who I've partnered with for the last few releases. They worked really, really hard. Jace Gilly, the guy who directed the video, it's all his vision. So big shout out to them. And guys, just shower it with your love.
Thank you so much.